This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz, the Sydney Morning Herald's Good Weekend magazine. We've got some good stories. I've always bought this magazine on a Saturday, and the features, some of them are really absorbing, like the one 11th of February 2017, a true story written by journalist Fenella Sauter about her friend Marav. Now, Marav was a young 18-year-old girl swimming at Victoria's Gunnamatta Beach in the Mornington Peninsula, and this was back in December 1970. And unfortunately, this popular beach is dangerous. I guess it still is. A number of people have drowned with the rips that suddenly emerge. It's not your average calm beach, as conditions can change without warning. Well, Marav told Fenella about her close encounter with death. Here was this young 18-year-old, almost drowned. But back then, as she related the story, she believed that the hand of God had saved her. Now, I was really impressed by this story. You can read it online for yourself. Marav was a reckless teenager who threw caution to the wind and decided one day to go for a swim. And what's wrong with that? Well, nothing, except that she almost lost her life in a dangerous rip. An unpatrolled beach, her boyfriend, who didn't go in, watching nervously from the beach. He couldn't swim. So the story goes on how she struggled and prayed, "Lord, please save me. God, I'll be good. I will be your greatest servant," she said. And as she was struggling there in the water, suddenly she sees a young teenage boy run into the surf, and he actually saves her life. What she didn't know at the time was that this young boy was a state swimming champion, and her sister, who was also waiting on the beach with her boyfriend, is a nurse. So Marav had been in this treacherous water there in Victoria for 2 hours. I was intrigued by this story. Does God intervene, or did God intervene to save this young teenager's life? I believe he did. It was no sheer coincidence for me anyway, as events unfolded that December afternoon back in 1970. I believe God can and does do the remarkable thing to save some people's lives. But here's the question. Why does he do it for some and not for others? I don't know the answer to that. It's beyond my own understanding, possibly for yours as well. I know of an older couple in Canberra who were saved from a surf where they got into trouble. And they couldn't explain how two men came from nowhere and helped them back onto land. But that's another story. Let me say that God is deeply interested in everything that happens to us. God is there observing us 24 hours a day because the hand of God is on us all the time. He protects, he goes ahead of us. So is it so surprising that he can save a young, inexperienced swimmer from drowning? Now, the Bible tells me in Lamentations 3, verse 22, how enduring is God's loyal love. The Eternal has inexhaustible compassion. It's true, God is love. He knows everything there is about us, how many hairs on our head. Jesus said that. Some refer to this as a near-death experience, and Marav there was close to drowning. Somebody else, Jane Seymour, the popular American actress, nearly died one day in Spain while she was there making a movie. She had a bronchitis infection, was given the wrong antibiotics, and she said she nearly died, but she felt God's presence in an amazing way. So a lot of people have had these similar experiences. I believe it's true that God acts in mysterious ways because the Bible says our ways are not his ways. We can't predict how God, who is sovereign, how he's going to move and act. And God said to Joshua in the Old Testament, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Don't be terrified, don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." That's in Joshua 1, verse 9. How comforting it is to know that wherever we go, God is there with us. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations, hopefully not drowning, but we know that God is there, really paying attention. Well, dear Lord, it's helpful to know that it's good to get things off our chests. We feel better, someone's listened. But I know, Lord, how good it is to talk with you about bad experiences. You understand me, and I thank you. I'm grateful. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.